Dizzy, a difficult day with the rain at the start and then having to wait around, but yeah, maybe some of the batsmen contributed to their own downfall.
Yeah, spot on. Look, it is frustrating, the weather, but as I have said probably numerous times, we can't really control that. But look, we had 38 overs to bat in pretty good conditions. Look, it can be challenging, you know, when you do start a day like that, but certainly no excuses. You know, there was some very good bowling, you know, and there was some indifferent shot making. So, you know, we take absolute responsibility for that. And batters, we've just had a bit of a chat, acknowledge that it, again, just wasn't good enough, and we have to be better.
It was one of those days, wasn't it, where you just started thinking a partnership was developing and then wickets fell?
Yeah, it just looked like it almost not seemed quite in the whole time. And I thought Onions was very good. I thought he bowled. Was very disciplined with his bowling, and but we have to find ways to, you know, get through spells, and we nearly did. He, you know, it looked like he was going to come off, but he got a wicket, I think, with his you know, second last ball of his over, and then it kept going, and he picked up a couple more wickets, and so, you know, we just have to know that, you know, he'd get through that first spell of his. You know, we didn't quite manage that.
How good is he? I mean, you're obviously a fast bowler yourself. I mean, looking at him bowling, he's a class act, isn't he?
Look, he is a good bowler, and, you know, we have to acknowledge that. But, I think we could have batted better.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. And as you mentioned, you know, a couple of lads probably contributed to their downfall. And that's something we've got to strive to eliminate.
As a coach on the balcony, when people do that, you're tearing your hair out?
Look, it's... What can you do? You know, we just try to, you know, best prepare the lads as much as we can. And, you know, they go out there. They're the ones out there facing it and making the decisions. We can only, you know, try and help them with their training and their preparation, you know, to try and make the best decisions, you know, as often as possible. You know, as part of our role as a coach. But, you know, at the end of the day, it does come from within. You know, you've got the bat in your hand and you're facing the bowler. He's got the ball in his hand. And that's what the battle is. That's what cricket is. And, you know, you have to try and find a way to win that battle. And each individual has their own way of going about that. And as a coaching staff, we try and help them with their game like that.
Nice to see Liam Plunkett getting some runs against his old team. He looked good at the end there.
He did, 25 not out there. You know, he was playing it very positively, obviously. You know, and look, he did play quite well there. But again, you know, to be bowled out for 177 is, again, it's unacceptable.
In a fairly low-scoring game, a lead of 60 is quite a big one, isn't it?
That's not a bad lead, but we, you know, we'll, you know, tomorrow is going to be our challenge, and you know, how we go about it. You know, what our body language, what our attitude is going to... it'd be very important tomorrow morning, you know, when we come out and bowl against Durham. So it's very important that we start well. Whether or not we get wickets is irrelevant. I want us to have a really good attitude, a body language strong in the field. And I think that, you know, putting that pressure on will create opportunities for us.